Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me in this episode 869 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, but first, you know, if you're stuck on ideas on how to develop and design your logo, your business cards, websites, whatever, DesignCrowd.com is where you should go because they can crowdsource custom graphics for you from over 500,000 designers worldwide. Doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect design every single time or your money back. Check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing and also get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. We have a great question today from Chris, and why don't we just get right to it? So here it is.
Hi, Pat. This is Chris from Germany. Before I ask you my question, I want to thank you for creating such good content on the topic smart passive income. Everything you write is very inspiring for me, and I enjoy reading it a lot. So here's my question. Next year, I want to get self-employed. I'm a family man. I'm a father of two kids, and I want to work in my home office next year. So the question for you is, as far as I know, you're also working from home, from your home office. And how do you separate family and work in your own house? And second question is, which is the biggest advice you can give someone who's planning to get self-employed with a family? I hope this question will find its way in your podcast, and thank you already for answering it. Bye-bye.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the question. It's so cool that you want to start working from home because you have kids. I love that. Anytime I connect with another parent who is working a 9-to-5 and they just want to be more at home with their kids and they want to start an online business to do that, it just makes me so happy because that's what I've lived through. And that's a big passion of mine, is helping other people experience that same thing. So thank you for calling in and asking your question. Now, how do I separate home and work when you work from home? I'm glad you're asking this question. It's a very wise question for you to ask because, as you can probably guess, it's not easy. And when you work from home, especially when the kids are there, when you're in the office, you're like, oh, I want to be with my family. But sometimes when you're with your family, you want to be like, oh, I need to do work in my office. And since it's right there, it's very easy to do. So I know a lot of people who are on both sides of the spectrum. Because they work at home, are not working as much because they are there with their family, which is their primary goal, and they're just finding it hard to put in time to work. But at the other end of the spectrum, I can tell you that there are people who, when they have their office at home, work way too much and don't spend a lot of time with their family, even though that's why they want to do that. And so making sure you understand this balance is really important. The big thing to realize, anytime we talk about balance, like work-life balance, balancing working in a home office versus being with your family at home, balancing hobbies in your life with work, and you know, anytime balance comes up in the equation, you have to realize that perfect balance is almost impossible. Think of a scale, right? One side has one thing, the other side has another, and the point at which they are perfectly level is when there's equal weight on both sides. And how many times in your life can you say that there's always equal weight on both sides? It's going to be never, right? And it's just sort of this thing we're all shooting for, perfect balance, that's almost impossible, which is why we all get frustrated and upset and stressed out. The big idea with the sort of scale analogy is just to make sure that it's not teetering too far over to one side or the other, that there are moments when it might go to one side, but the big thing is to, okay, if it's going too far, how do you bring it back up to almost close to level? And then if it goes too far on the other side, well, how do you bring it back up? So those systems are really important, and having systems in place so they don't get too far on one side or the other is really what's going to help out the most. Now, for me personally, and here's the thing, everybody's going to have different ways of solving the problem of when you're working from home, how to balance that situation. For me, it's a couple things. One, boundaries in space, and two, boundaries in time. So let's talk about boundaries in space first. So first, having an actual office where it has a door. It doesn't need a door, but for me, like, that door signifies something, right? It's like I close it, and if I'm inside, I'm in work mode mentally. And if I'm outside, I'm out of work mode mentally, meaning work is only done in that space. And when I enter it, that's when I get into work mode. When I exit, that's when I exit work mode and get into family mode. And so that physical space where I do work is really important. I also have two computers. This is actually, I wrote an article about this a long time ago, and it got picked up on lifehacker.com. This was way back in 2009, I think, or 2010. But I have two computers. One computer is my desktop iMac, and that's used for work and work-related things only. I do not do like personal related things on it. The personal sort of just randomly surfing the web or like going down a YouTube rabbit hole or anything like that, that's done on my laptop outside of my office. So not only do I have physical space boundaries, but I have computer hardware boundaries when it comes to those things as well. And that way I'm never trying to mix it, right? The other thing that I mentioned was time boundaries. This is creating time in the schedule where you know that you're going to work and you also know that you're not going to work. I think it's really important to not only set those, but also honor those. And then to your last question in terms of best advice, and I have a lot more to talk about this, so I'm not leaving you that yet, but this relates to the best advice. After you create your time boundaries and your space boundaries, you want to make sure, and this is the advice, you communicate that with your family and the people who are in your house, even your kids, especially your kids. You want to communicate that, hey, when daddy's in this office, he's getting work done and the door's closed, please don't interrupt. But I promise you that when I'm out of this office, I'm not going to be thinking of work. I'm going to be there with you 100% mentally. Now, of course, that's easier said than done, because as an entrepreneur, your work is never done, right? It's like a painting. How do you know when that last brushstroke is done? Right, you could always keep adding brushstrokes, or more color, or whatever. How do you know when you're done? You just have to be done and say to yourself, "Okay, I'm going to come back to this later. Now I'm going to be with my family." And it's hard to do. It's hard to do at first, but the more that you can just be conscious about it and mentally check in with yourself every once in a while, so you're not on autopilot. Because a lot of times when you're on autopilot, you're going to forget a lot of these boundaries. But having these space and time boundaries and communicating that with your family, especially your spouse, is really, really important, so that when you're in your office, your spouse knows to not interrupt, but also to support, but that you will also be there to support. And also making sure the spouse is happy is really important too. So if you are spending a lot of time in the office, make sure that, especially when it's like launch week for something, or you're really busy because something's coming up, you know, you're going to be in the office a little bit more. Make sure you balance that out on the other end with more family time, maybe a vacation or just going to the park with your family or whatever, or even giving your spouse time for themselves because they've given you time for yourself. All that sort of yin and yang kind of stuff is really, really key for having that happiness and stress-free sort of situation going on. The other thing I want to mention is that although I close the doors to my office when I'm working, I often open those doors when I'm doing work-related things that don't require just 100% mental focus. Sometimes I'm editing something, or sometimes I'm shooting editing a video, or even I'm about to get on a podcast. I invite my family in. I mean, my wife, not so much. She's already busy doing other stuff. But my kids, I invite them into the office and I show them what I'm doing. And I talk about the process with them. I get them on the microphone. They want to touch the buttons and everything. And guess what? I let them touch the buttons. I let them mess up the knobs on my podcast stuff. Of course, I've taken a picture of that beforehand so it can always go back to where it was. But I do that because I don't want them to consider this space in the house a space that takes daddy away, right? I want it to be a space that they know where I go to do certain things that helps the family, but I also want them to experience what that's like so that they can get involved and be a part of the process too. So it's not this mysterious thing that I do, but it's a thing that they know that I do. They know what the process is like. They've messed around with the things themselves, and if they ever want to get involved, which they are at that age now where they do, I let them, right? And of course, they often want to do that even when I'm within my work mode and I say, hey, we'll do that together at this time. And so letting them know that they're going to get involved and going to get a chance to do these similar things at certain times if they really want to do it, but I just can't right now. Letting them know, I'm not saying no. I don't ever want to say no to them, but I want to say not yet or not at this moment. You know, those kinds of responses do really well because then you can get your stuff done. But they are also looking forward to doing some things with you in there too. So Chris, just that's a lot of information. I could talk about this for days, but wanted to make it quick for you. So hopefully that helps. And good luck on your journey. I'm really looking forward to hearing how it pans out and want to wish you all the best of luck. And I think the motivation for why you're doing what you're going to do is key. Always remember that. It's nice because when you're at home, your motivation is typically right outside that office door if you have an office. And if you don't, that's okay. When I first started out, I just had a little nook in the corner of the kitchen, and that was my physical workspace where I could only sit and do work. And when I was in there, everybody knew that. But when I wasn't, then I could check out mentally. Cool, Chris. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I want to wish you the best of luck and also send you an AskPat t-shirt. We're going to send it all the way to Germany for you as a result of having your question featured here on the show. And so you'll hear from my assistant in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we'll hook you up with that. For everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com, and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And make sure to check in on my Facebook page, facebook.com/smartpassiveincome, especially because Fridays at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, I conduct a live Ask Pat session where I answer as many questions as I can. It's called Ask Pat Live. And again, that URL, 1:30 p.m. Pacific every Friday, that's going to be at facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. And then finally, as always, I love to end with a quote, and this is a Latin proverb, and that is, by learning, you will teach. By teaching, you will learn. All right, guys, take care, and I look forward to serving you in next week's batch of episodes of Ask Pat. Till then, keep crushing it. You guys rock. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.